The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Richard, welcome to Politically Correct on the Flypod Media Network. Thank you for joining me here on the program.
Gary, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, of course, it is that season. Election cycles are important in every voting electorate around the country, in small communities, regionally and nationally. So it's always our pleasure to bring as much information as we can to the voters of particular communities. You know, Richard, I think it would be a good place to start off. I was hoping that you might share with our listeners your political background of experiences and your biography information. Now, what can you tell us there?
I've been involved in politics since I was probably 16 years old, just took an active interest in it. I think that's one way that you can have a strong impact in your community for the better. When I was graduated from high school, I went to Lawrenceburg High School. I had the opportunity to take over as chairperson for the Dearborn County Democrat Party. Did that for 7 years. Ran through the 2008 Barack Obama campaign, which was pretty awesome. It was a lot of work, but did pretty well with that particular campaign. After I got through with that, I continued to serve as a precinct committee person for the Dearborn County Democrat Party. Last year in 2018, they asked that I come back and serve as the vice chair for the party. So I've been doing that since then. And of course, I've continued to be a precinct committee person, been actively involved in the community with the Prevent Child Abuse organization. So yeah, I've had my hands in politics for a while. It can be frustrating, but it's also very rewarding as well. But I have been a lifelong resident of the city of Lawrenceburg, Indiana. I grew up on Margaret Street in Lawrenceburg. My grandmother lived on High Street, Laura Richardson, with her sister, Mary Swafford. So I've got roots in the community. I've been here for a very long time. I have a vested interest in how this community operates and what this community does. I have my family here now, my wife, Melissa Richardson. I've been married to her for 10 years. We have an 8-year-old son named Jude who attends Lawrenceburg Primary School.
Well, you're definitely ground into the community of Lawrenceburg, and in the position that you are seeking, it certainly requires that. You have to be up on what is going on in Lawrenceburg city operations. You currently hold the office of clerk treasurer for the city of Lawrenceburg, so it's actually a re-election run for you. So in your opinion, what would be the differences on a go-forward basis if you are reelected? Do you have any plans for any noticeable changes beyond the duties of the formal position?
I took the office in February of 2018 when Tyler Rainey, the clerk treasurer, had resigned. The first thing I wanted to do was completely renovate the office, change the way things are done. So we did three major steps for that. We created financial stability for the city of Lawrenceburg. We just started to use our position as a check and balance office to make sure that the budgets were working correctly, to make sure that the city officials were aware of what was going on. We took the investment portfolio that we had, started to ladder out those investments so that we would have better liquidity. We improved the interest rates on most of the accounts that the city of Lawrenceburg had. And we worked in coalition with Mayor Milan's office to get a AA stable rating on the bond market through S&P Global. One of the comments that they had made that I kind of really liked was Lawrenceburg's record of very strong debt, stable financial operations, and maintenance of very strong cash-based reserves backed up by prudent financial management support that credit quality. So we're really proud of that. We had a hand in creating that. Part of what we did to create it was the financial reporting to the mayor, the council, and the community that we do on a monthly basis. But prior to me being there, it was a little harder to get some of the financial information that you might want to see from a city. What we created was the City of Lawrenceburg Financial Report, which we release on a monthly basis. It gives the summary of notable accounts, gives all of our fund and investment balances, revenue summaries. We have graphs in there that show how the budget works, property tax revenue collections, expenditures by funds. And the entire investment portfolio can be seen and viewed at any times. And we've recently added the grants that the City of Lawrenceburg has submitted. and has been awarded as well. But we wanted to make sure that the community had access to that. We wanted to make sure that they understood it. So one of the things that we created as well was the Understanding Your Monthly Financial Report Guide, which can be found on our website. Basically goes through each of the various points in our financial report and tells people how to understand it. We have an open door policy for the city of Lawrenceburg. Any resident can come into my office at any time, ask any question they want, and we'll try to produce any document right there on the spot for them that they might want. And that leads us into the third thing that we did to really change the office, which was transparency. We probably have right now one of the most transparent offices in southeastern Indiana. Right now, you can go on to thinklawrenceburg.com, go to the government section, go to the clerk treasurer's webpage, and there is a Google Docs section on that website that will give you access to different reports, different graphs, different information that would have been a little bit harder to see prior to my being there. Those are the three points. We've created financial stability. We've created the financial reporting process. And finally, we brought that transparency into the office that I really felt needed to be there.
How much of an impact or level of difficulty has the infusion of the gaming revenues impacted how you operate? Because, you know, there are things that can distort processes, and the excess, historically at least, in the amounts of revenue that flowed to the city of Lawrenceburg as a result of the presence of the casino has been an influential factor. There's no question about it. But how has that changed the way funds get managed? Because to the average person, they may say, well, you know, there's so much, everybody's flush, we can be a little easier or more laid back. Have you seen signs of that?
There are signs of that, Gary, and that's part of the problem in the city of Lawrenceburg. If I had to say that there's one demonizing factor to the boat revenue that comes in, it's a very good source of income, very good source of revenue. But I would indicate that we released a report last year that showed from 2009 to 2017, there was about a 69% drop in revenue coming from the riverboat. Between 2014 and 2017 alone, there was a 28% drop in those funds. I think one of the problems is when you have a large influx of cash like that that comes into a city, you can have a city council, a mayor, and a clerk treasurer's office that can get complacent because they don't have to govern the way that other cities might have to govern. So one of the things that I kind of hit on in 2018 when I was there, that we need to have more conservative financial responsibility in the city of Lawrenceburg to make sure that we are optimizing the money that we put out, to make sure that we are getting a good return on our investments, and just to be mindful of the fact that this money is not going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. And we need to take the money that we have and just make sure that we're being more responsible with it in a way, I suppose.
The individuals around you, as you serve in this current position as Lawrenceburg Clerk Treasurer, do they share in this conservative view of fiscal constraint and fiscal responsibility? Do you feel like that prevails just beyond your position?
Well, you know, I think that they're getting there. I mean, I think they can see it. These financial reports are released to them primarily, of course, so that they can have, you know, they are the fiscal arm of our government for a municipality. My office is more of a check and balance office, but they have the fiscal responsibility when it comes to spending the funds that they're spending. So when we give them their monthly financial reports, it highlights different accounts that are being overused, so to speak, when it comes to the budgetary process. So they have the option to look at that and kind of make assumptions for the future. I think the mayor's office has come a long way. They've really included the clerk treasurer's office more in their budget planning, so that we can have a say in what's going on and let them know what our concerns are, which has been very beneficial in this current budget cycle.
Mm-hmm. How many staff do you have in the clerk treasurer's office?
That's a great question, because I've got the greatest staff probably in the state of Indiana. We've got Diane Hyde. She works as kind of the face of the office. People walk in, she's able to greet them with a smile, help them out. We have Suzanne Orndorff. She takes care of all of our payroll processes. She takes care of our AIM and PERF benefits for the city of Lawrenceburg employees. And then we've got our accountant, which is Brittany Dollar. Very no-nonsense, by the book. She does a great job. Very proud of all of the staff we have there. So currently I have three staff members.
For the benefit of our listeners, I just want to back up just a little bit and get a little bit more foundational. Can you explain the specific or statutory duties and responsibilities of this position as you serve as Lawrenceburg Clerk Treasurer?
Sure. Well, we are the Clerk Treasurer Office, so we hold two primary responsibilities. We hold all of the accounts. We make sure that the accounting is in order. We watch over spending that goes on in the city. We verify that the purchases were made properly. We also verify that the bidding process was held to the proper standards that the state statute tells us we need to hold them to. On the clerk side of it, we are responsible for the public requests that come into the office. I will say, when we started the Google Docs process on the website to allow people to get access to information quicker, most of those public requests went down significantly. So we haven't had as many as we had been having in previous years prior to that being available. I think one of the biggest misconceptions about the office is that we control the budget. That's one thing that I would take an opportunity to kind of dispel. It is the mayor's responsibility and duty to create a budget, the clerk treasurer's responsibility and duty to certify that that budget is proper and that it is sustainable for years to come. And so being involved more with the mayor in the budget process has helped out significantly in that, because by the time we get the information and we're able to put it in, we know that it's accurate and we know that it's a sustainable budget.
Mm-hmm. If I were to ask you for a brief, concise response, why should voters cast their vote for you versus your opponent?
Well, I think I have a record of creating financial stability. I have a record of creating financial reporting for the citizens of Lawrenceburg, and I have a record of transparency. And I think those three things combined make me the best choice for this office, because I will promise today that I will continue the financial stability piece that we've implemented. I'll continue the financial reporting, and I will continue to make sure that we are the most transparent office in southeastern Indiana, because the bottom line is, it's not my money, it's not the mayor's money, and it's not city council's money. It's the community's money.
Well put. Well, do you have any final comments, Richard, that you would want to share with our listeners before we close out the show today?
I guess the only thing I'd say is I'm thankful for the opportunity that I've had to serve the citizens of Lawrenceburg. I hope that they see what we have created in the clerk treasurer's office and that they'll give me four more years to continue that process, to continue to serve them as a public servant. Again, it's just been an enjoyable thing, and I appreciate my staff. I appreciate the mayor's office, city council, everybody we've been able to work with. I think we've all done a really good job together, and I want to continue that process.